Every morning, millions of business owners wake up to the same gnawing anxiety. Am I doing this digital thing right? The laptop glows with a dozen browser tabs, Facebook ads, Google Analytics, email campaigns, website updates, each demanding attention, none offering clarity. Despite technology's promise to simplify everything, digital marketing often feels like drowning in an ocean of options with no shore in sight. This overwhelm isn't a personal failing. When starting a business used to require a storefront lease and Yellow Pages ad, the path was clear. Today's entrepreneurs face an entirely different landscape, one where Instagram algorithms shift overnight, SEO rules constantly evolve, and every platform screams for attention. The paradox is real. Technology has lowered barriers to entry while simultaneously raising the complexity ceiling. What most small businesses lack isn't more tactics or tools. It's a coherent way to think about digital presence that connects online activities to actual business outcomes. Think about the last marketing experiment you tried. Maybe you posted daily on Instagram for a month, or perhaps you redesigned your website. Now ask yourself, did it work? If you're unsure, you're not alone, and you've just discovered my most digital marketing fails. The missing ingredient is a simple framework that transforms confusion into clarity. Set your goal, choose your KPI, measure before, leap, measure after, and learn. This cycle isn't sexy or revolutionary, but it works because it forces intentionality at every step. Start with a concrete business goal, not grow my business, but something specific like increase workshop registrations by 20% or attract 50 new email subscribers monthly. Vague aspirations produce vague results. Next, select one key performance indicator that directly relates to your goal. If you want workshop registrations, track website visits to your registration page. If you want email subscribers, measure sign-up form completions. Before launching any campaign, record your baseline measurement. This step feels tedious, but without it, you're flying blind. Then comes the leap, acknowledging that despite research and planning, digital marketing requires calculated experimentation. After running your campaign, measure the same KPI again and compare before and after to extract genuine learning. Consider Lena, a real estate broker who jumped onto a trendy social platform without this framework. Driven by FOMO, she posted religiously for months but never defined success or measured results. When she finally paused to evaluate, she realized her efforts generated zero client inquiries. Without clear goals and measurements, her digital marketing became an exhausting chore rather than a strategic asset. Your digital foundation shapes first impressions before prospects meet you. Domain names translate human-friendly words into IP addresses computers understand. When registering through services like GoDaddy or Hover, purchase multiple extensions to protect your brand. Always register domains yourself to maintain legal ownership and enable auto-renewal. Losing a domain to an expired credit card is like accidentally surrendering your storefront lease. After securing your domain, you need hosting, the digital property where your website lives. Some registrars bundle domain registration, website hosting, and email together, while platforms like Squarespace and Shopify include hosting in monthly fees. Create professional email addresses using your domain instead of free services. This seemingly minor detail dramatically impacts credibility. Think ahead. While firstname@yourbusiness.com feels accessible, it becomes problematic when hiring someone with the same name. Do I really need a website when I have Instagram? Yes. Christian, an insurance broker, operated successfully for 25 years without one. When he finally created a website, clients found sharing his link vastly easier than explaining how to find him. Your website brings credibility and serves as your digital home base, one you control completely, unlike social media platforms that change algorithms at their owner's whims. When building a website, understand that designers create visual style, while developers code functionality. Build your own using WordPress, Squarespace, or Shopify. WordPress offers unparalleled scalability but requires more maintenance. Squarespace provides easier user experience for information websites, while Shopify specializes in e-commerce with built-in hosting. Remember, don't build your castle on someone else's land. While marketplaces like Etsy offer easy setup, they limit control and charge ongoing fees. Ever abandoned a slow-loading page or struggled with tiny mobile text? These frustrations reveal why mobile optimization, speed, and accessibility aren't optional. They're fundamental. With smartphones dominating web traffic, responsive design is essential. Performance directly impacts success. Google has factored page speed into rankings since 2018. Use Google's mobile-friendly test and mobile speed test to diagnose issues. Accessibility is often legally mandated through web content accessibility guidelines. Key considerations include clear navigation, readable fonts with strong contrast, proper image alt text, and thoughtful video use. When designing your site, trust your consumer instincts. You know what frustrates you elsewhere. Security breaches destroy trust overnight. When photographer Lauren's neglected WordPress site was hacked, malware warnings devastated her reputation. The greatest risks come from people: phishing, data breaches, and malware. Secure your presence with password managers like LastPass, regular software updates, ad blockers with antivirus tools, VPNs on public Wi-Fi, and two-factor authentication. Safeguard customer data to avoid legal pitfalls. While regulations vary, Canada's CASC and PIPEDA, the EU's GDPR, US state laws, GDPR has become the international standard, requiring explicit opt-in consent. Create both a privacy policy and internal privacy plan, explaining what data you collect, how and why you collect it, how you protect it, whether it's shared, and how people can access or request removal. Write for actual customers, not investors. Describe your business as you would to past clients who already understand what you do. People want to see themselves in your brand. Balance human appeal with search optimization. Diana's luxury Scandinavian furniture site looked beautiful, but didn't rank because she avoided key search terms. Include relevant keywords naturally while keeping humans as your primary audience. Authenticity cuts through content saturation. With widespread tech fatigue, genuine opinions and personality stand out. The internet rewards emotion. Share triumphs, humor, and bold stances on what matters to your business. Use high-quality original images. Hire a photographer for full copyright ownership, or use Creative Commons and royalty-free stock services. Never pull images from Google, Pinterest, or Instagram. You don't need a blog. Video dominates as YouTube becomes the world's second-largest search engine. Record product demos or advice on your smartphone. Try live streaming for real-time interaction or podcasting for audio-focused content. Choose formats that feel natural and sustainable. On April 24, 2012, Google's Penguin update crashed Jason's waste removal business traffic by 34% overnight. His SEO expert had used keyword stuffing and paid link schemes that initially worked but ultimately failed. Rebuilding organically took years. SEO resembles the weight loss industry, promising quick fixes to complex problems. Like sustainable weight loss requires eating less and exercising more, effective SEO demands time over shortcuts. Google's algorithm incorporates hundreds of constantly evolving factors: content, photos, videos, layout, speed, mobile optimization, code quality, security, traffic, backlinks, and relevance. Black hat solutions like ClickFarms might briefly work but ultimately fail as algorithms evolve, potentially causing permanent damage. Effective small business SEO has three components: on-page SEO, content you control; off-page SEO, external information about you; and local SEO, location-based visibility. Proper SEO requires patience, typically 18 months for meaningful results. Start by identifying keywords your ideal clients would search. Use specific long-tail keywords, like leather Oxford shoes handcrafted in Montreal, rather than generic terms like shoes. Google evaluates trustworthiness through inbound links via its PageRank algorithm. Build backlinks by asking friends and family to link their sites and social profiles, then expand outward. For local businesses, complete a Google My Business profile to appear in local searches and Google Maps. After 11 years in banking, Annie launched a cupcake business, sharing her journey on Facebook. Her authentic posts built a devoted community that helped launch her storefront bakery. She didn't need millions of followers, just the right ones who genuinely cared. Social media levels the playing field for small businesses. Facebook offers broad demographic reach. YouTube serves as the second largest search engine. Twitter suits business leaders but demands significant time. LinkedIn excels for B2B networking. Instagram thrives on visual content for younger audiences. Pinterest drives strong SEO benefits with 81% female users. Experiment to find your fit, but commit fully or not at all. Avoid zombie accounts that stagnate. Follow the 80-20 rule, 80% social content, 20% promotional. Host live Q&As, spotlight customers, share testimonials, use polls, celebrate milestones, and partner with complementary businesses. Each platform has distinct culture and etiquette. Content that works on Instagram won't succeed on Twitter or LinkedIn. Success isn't measured in follower counts, but in genuine engagement and community building that advances your business goals. Email marketing delivers exceptional ROI with minimal technical demands and no daily content pressure. Unlike social media, you own your list completely. Focus each campaign on one goal: inform, persuade, or drive action. Place sign-up forms everywhere: website, locations, events, social media. Be specific. Weekly workshop updates and secret sales beats generic invitations. Effective emails evoke emotion through humor, VIP status, helpful tips, or valuable news. Test sending times: Tuesdays through Thursdays during coffee breaks, 10-11 a.m. or 2 to 3 p.m. often perform best. Success means starting with intention, not mastering everything simultaneously. Follow the framework: goal, plan, execute, measure, learn. Build on your own land. Focus on key metrics. Embrace discomfort. Define specific goals: new locations, expanded reach, premium clients, not just making more money. Translate these into digital strategies and select one KPI to track progress. Digital marketing isn't about being everywhere. It's strategic presence aligned with goals. Shortcuts fail. Patience wins. Authenticity beats perfection. Pick one goal, one metric, one step. You're no longer drowning. You're navigating.